Prostitute is one that she sells to get money, you know, survive. Whore just out there doing it for the hell of it.
Oh, okay. So a whore wouldn't necessarily take money.
Right.
Okay. How about hooker? You ever seen
that? That would be applied to a prostitute.
A black prostitute?
Well, any prostitute.
No, what did you say?
I said that would apply to a prostitute.
Oh, black
apply
to one. Okay.
A hooker wouldn't apply to a whore.
All right. What do you call a building where several prostitutes might work?
Whoop shack.
What?
Whoop shack.
Really? Are there some around here? Are there some in Mobile?
Let me see. I used to know where one was. I never went down to one. Never had time.
But they do exist here, you think?
Oh, well, they got places where you can go and pick up a woman, you know.
Okay.
But I don't think you could actually stay there. They used to take you off somewhere or something like that.
All right. But they usually have a place to take you.
Right. Okay. Like, say, when I was in Fort Jackson, they had a nice place. The Soda Motega. Just go up there and you order your woman.
Really?
Right. That's how it was. You go up there and you tell them which one, like I said. I was 18. Like, the first time I went there, I didn't know what to do, so I just told them, I said, send me a chick that's 18.
Okay, yeah.
And after a while, she came up and said, you want anything to drink? I said, yeah, I'll send them a bottle of bourbon or something like that. That was when I was a devil. I didn't know better about all that. Then eventually I learned.
Now, this was in a hotel?
Yeah, that was a hotel.
And they just had some...
Well, like saying, there. Yeah. Well, I don't know where they were, but you come in, you get you a room for the night. Like I said, we used to go in town, like say, ever so often.
When you have leave or
yeah.
something?
Yeah. We just go in, and they say, the dude will usually give you some kind of hint, like you need anything.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And you just tell him, yeah, a woman, something like that. And he'll say, oh, I might be able to help you with that.
You have to pay him in advance?
By the time I was there, you paid the check.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like say, if you, like, well, they had some kind of racket going, like you buy a fifth of liquor. Liquor usually probably cost about $10, and then you have to get a woman for like
$10. Just $10?
Right.
It
was a bit, I didn't think so. But then again, see, it was cheap like that because they usually rip off the dude they be with.
Yeah,
get him drunk. Yeah.
That's right. So you had to watch your wallet.
Most of the time we didn't have anything. You know, see, cause we had a pretty hip girl, sorry. He used to tell us, he told us everything ahead of time.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He's like I said, in my platoon, like I was the squad leader.
Uh-huh.
And then we had the platoon guide. I was 18, the platoon guide was 19, and the one that was over him was about 20, 21.
So you're all pretty young.
Everybody was pretty young.
Yeah.
You know.
How old was your drill sergeant?
Drill sergeant, he was about 36.
Okay.
Well, he had been around, cause like I say, he had been there about 4 or 5 years, and he had learned that, and he had been to Vietnam, like he was there off and on 4 or 5 years, and he had been to Vietnam 3 or 4 times, so he had learned.
Yeah.
And he told us what
where
could happen to us. Yeah, he told us where to go to find women, where to go to find this. Yeah. He said he preferred that we didn't do it, but he said he know that was some of us that were gonna do it anyway.
Uh-huh.
So he preferred that we didn't get in trouble, cause he wanted to have an honor platoon.
So he told you where you could go and not get caught.
Right.
I see. Well, that's a good attitude. Really. I mean, to say I prefer you don't do it, but if you're going to do it, here's how.
We never did get caught. We had one dude that get caught.
Really?
Right. And he sneaked. He was on post. Yeah, he brought some chick on post and he gonna take her out this way. Well, the chick didn't set him up. There was just some guys from another platoon. They know he wasn't supposed to be there. It wasn't nothing he could do about it. So they jumped on him and took his wallet.
Now, did he ever?
And took his chick too.
Well, was she a prostitute? Was she more of a girl?
Well, I'm not sure what she was. Like I say, she had been there about 3 or 4 times to see him.
Oh, okay.
And, but he was engaged to another chick.
Ooh.
So I didn't know why she stood.
All right, what do you call the guy who's sort of a prostitute's manager?
Pimp.
Okay, any other names for him?
He can be a hustler, too.
But when you think of a pimp, what kind of image does that bring up?
Well, around in my neighborhood,
uh-huh.
It's usually a dude that's got himself a Cadillac, and he got it fixed up pretty good.
With a diamond in the back.
Yeah, well, the diamonds are playing out, but now most of the time he got